I want to ask you about patients who aren't going to be going to transplant and how you approach them. But first, I saw that you had done some work on cryotherapy to prevent mucositis.
Well, this was a way to reduce some of the dose-limiting toxicities associated with high-dose melphalan. High-dose melphalan is really the standard of care for patients undergoing autologous stem cell transplant. High-dose melphalan has really, it is the standard of care because we've not been able to show that anything added to it or any other drug combination is superior. The two major side effects of high-dose melphalan are the cytopenias, but also the gastrointestinal toxicity. We call it mucositis. That really describes what happens in the mouth, where you get thinning of the mucous membranes and significant amount of pain and discomfort. But the same process really occurs throughout the whole GI tract. Lower down, patients don't have quite the same ability to perceive pain, and so these patients experience nausea and diarrhea and not exactly pain, but a somewhat uncomfortable feeling in their lower GI tract. As far as mucositis involving the upper GI tract, the mouth and throat, we hypothesized that if you could somehow locally impede the delivery of drug to the mouth, you might be able to avoid some of the mucositis associated with the use of high-dose melphalan. And so we did a relatively small randomized trial in which 40 patients who were undergoing high-dose therapy with melphalan randomly used ice chips for 30 minutes prior to the melphalan and continued with this for several hours after the melphalan.
So they just kept putting ice in their mouth?
Yeah, they put ice chips in their mouth. They dissolved, and when those were done, they would take some more ice chips and put them in. And it was really done at tolerance so that they didn't get, you know, too uncomfortable from the ice chips. And they did it for several hours afterward. The comparison group just did saline washes, and those patients every 20 to 30 minutes took room temperature saline, rinsed their mouth out, and spit it out. And that was the comparison group. And then we assessed mucositis for the next 4 weeks after transplant. And somewhat to my surprise, this simple technique resulted in a highly significant reduction in the symptoms of mucositis. It was in that relatively small study with 20 patients in each arm, the group that used ice chips or the cryotherapy had a remarkable reduction in their degree of symptoms and an improvement in their functional status.
So is that now part of your non-protocol algorithm?
Yes. We use it as a standard of care. It's very cheap.
Yeah, I mean,
it's about as cheap as you could get. We toyed with the idea, now how can we patent this? Maybe we could make flavored colored ice chips and make it something unique.
Well, I like the idea that you call it cryotherapy. That at least sounds a little high-tech.
It sounds high-tech, but it's remarkably simple and cheap.
Interesting.